So we estimate if you could save a cent every time you trade it, and the differential in terms of exchange fees, it's about 1.4 billion a year across all the shares listed, right? So you add that up over 10 years, that's a proper number. So that ultimately impacts our pension funds, right? We're just not getting, it's just taking a little bit of friction out of our returns. And so, yeah, I would say 10 to 15 billion is probably cash cost over the last 10 years of not having a level playing field that allows for competition.
Hello and welcome to the BizNews Briefing, where we take a deep dive into issues that affect the pockets of all South Africans. Tonight, we're having a look at the Competition Commission's attack on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It was alleged that the JSE has monopolistic practices by its competitor, A2X, whose chief executive, Kevin Brady, spoke with us today. As you heard in that introduction, he reckons over the last 10 years, 14 billion rand has been squeezed out of the funds owned by retirees in South Africa and others by the JSE's monopolistic pricing, and that actually there could be other benefits as well. The Competition Commission, after a three-year investigation, appears to believe that Brady has got more than a case. It's asked its upper house, if you like, the Competition Tribunal, to go at the JSE. There's a lot at stake here. The JSE could be fined as much as 300 million rand, on top of which it could lose something that would force it to retrench at least a number of the 400 to 500 staff members who occupy that building in Sandton. I asked Brady to just explain why A2X decided to approach the Competition Commission in its efforts to, as he puts it, level the playing field.
Its regulation did change in 2012, but actually it wasn't. It was a step in the right direction, but it wasn't fully aligned with best international practice. So we always knew there'd be some challenges. But this particular action centers on the JSE and obviously exclusionary behavior. The JSE has a system called the Broker Dealer Accounting System, or BDA for short. It's a mandated system. So if you want to be a stockbroker in South Africa, obviously given the heritage of the JSE, you're a member of the JSE, they make you use the system. They don't say, oh, by the way, we need certain information and you can send fixed messages to us. They say, you have to use our system. It's a mainframe, 30 plus year old system. That is expensive for people. So what we're saying is the critical system, the JSE is using that to entrench their monopoly. They're forcing brokers to have it, but then they don't let the broker use it to try and get you the best price.
So what exactly does the Competition Commission, which is a state-owned body, what does it do before deciding to go on a very serious undertaking like this? In many ways, the JSE could decide to extend its advantages by fighting back in the courts. And that could be a multi-year and multi-million rand process. So surely, if you're sitting at the Competition Commission, you've got to do your homework.
So the way it works is you submit an objection. They come and do a preliminary investigation. They check if there's a case there. They felt that we had sufficient cause, and so they investigate much deeper. So the time period is 3 years, and yes, it seemed like a long time, but they actually did an industry-wide investigation. So not just A2X, they speak to the key brokers, they speak to vendors. And with all that information, they build up a picture and they try to really understand, has there been exclusionary behavior? They were comfortable at the end of that period, that confident they have a strong case. And so with that case, what happens, it goes to an internal committee that at the Competition Commission, they look at it and then they make a decision based on the reports given to them. Should we refer this to a tribunal? That was approved, and that's really what the news is that broke. And yes, we see it as a milestone. We are very pleased to have seen it being referred. We're pleased that the competition is comfortable, as I say, confident. We're confident. I mean, we see the behavior. And we hopefully this is kind of like a turning point for markets in South Africa to become more open and free and bring the benefits of competition.
Well, it sounds pretty joyous, doesn't it? Bringing in the benefits of competition. But why should we matter? Why should we care? Does it really matter to us? Well, yes, it does. Because every retiree in South Africa and everybody who's saving for their retirement invests in companies who are listed on stock markets. So it's in the equity of companies, a slice of those companies. And at the moment, well, you're pretty much restricted to doing it through the JSE. Although A2X has been around for 8 years, it's only got about 8% of the total turnover, and it restricts its activities to the big players. In other circumstances around the world, a company like A2X should have 30%. And indeed, the costs of the additional fees that are charged by the JSE or that we pay for holding these shares in our savings is costing us in the long term a lot of money, as anybody who understands the value of compounding will understand. Well, would a level playing field, though, reduce those costs?
So on average, our brokers pay between 40 and 50% less in terms of exchange fees than they would on the JSE. So it's quite material. And it's not, I mean, that's our value proposition. You know, we use the latest technology. We outsource our data center, the latest management techniques so that we can run our secondary platform, as I say, our exchange, literally with 15 people. And that gives us those efficiencies that we can pass off in price. But it's more than that, actually. It's about attracting new liquidity into South Africa and onto the market, which is what we do. And and obviously this type of competition starts narrowing spreads. So there are big secondary benefits, additional liquidity, often better price, so you can buy something better on us than the JSE, or sometimes it's the other way around, but the point is you should have the choice.
For its part, the JSE rejects that it is trying to protect any advantages and certainly does not believe that it is continuing with a monopoly that was entrenched for more than 100 years and was supposed to change in 2012 when the regulations allowed other exchanges to be born. Well, we'll find out about that in the time to come. But for the moment, it certainly appears to have its back against the wall.
Overall behavior and how everything gets objected to and delayed and frustrated, I think also builds the bigger picture for the Competition Commission. I think the case is really clear.
What happens globally? There are lots of other stock markets. South Africa's pretty small in a global context. Do they have a system like the JSE imposes here?
No. So this is absolutely unique in the world. There was a situation in Canada many years ago when they opened up the competition where they had what they call kind of like a critical piece of infrastructure from the national exchange. And the regulator basically said that needs to be open access. But no, that's not. So in Europe, you can trade across 50 different venues. You choose your clearer. There's competition at the exchange level. There's competition at the clearing level. They don't mandate systems. So we are at least 15 to 17 years behind what happens internationally.
And the fact that we are so far behind what is happening internationally, does that have an impact on some of the very well-documented issues that South Africa's dealing with when it comes to listings, the number of delistings continuing to rise, the friction in the system, the costs, et cetera?
Yeah, so I think you've hit the nail on the head, right? So it comes down to the basic question, why is competition good, right? Competition is good. It's because it makes everybody better, right? It makes the JSE look at their pricing. It makes it look at them systems. It makes them more innovative, as it does us. One of the strongest arguments in the world is that actually it's the fierce competitive nature of US markets, and particularly the two big ones, that has made them world leaders, because they're always striving. And we all know the problem with monopolies, right? There's just no pressure for them to develop and evolve at the same rate. They can price what how they want to price. And as a result, South Africa is expensive. We are behind.
Surely there's a better way to fix this, though. Has A2X really tried? And maybe with a new CEO being appointed at the JSE, perhaps they can go at this and get things sorted out without having to make more lawyers rich.
If I look backwards, we've made numerous attempts to try and resolve these issues. And in fact, we made some breakthroughs back in 23. So there was sub movement, but not the full Monty. But yes, we are hopeful that with Valdene stepping in, that she looks at this differently and that she is willing to engage and try and resolve. But say, for us, it's just about creating a level playing field. Happy to engage with them around it and find solutions.
Why are you hopeful, given that the baton has been passed on from Nikki Newton-King, who was clearly monopolistic in her views, to her successor, who, from what you've told Leila, us now, she hasn't been giving any ground. So why do you think that the new lady in the chair will be any different?
Look, I guess maybe, as you say, it is hope. We're hoping that now that it's in the public domain, board looks at it and says, is this really the right way forward for us as a business? Should we continue to try and obstruct, delay, and frustrate? Or should we engage and try and work together with the other players to grow the market? We're obviously hoping it's the latter, but we'll find out in time.
But the status quo has got a very strong group of antibodies the minute that you get any disruptor who wants to change things. There's a lot of money at stake here.
There is a lot of money.
Not just the fine that they could be subjected to, but if A2X were to take 30% of the trading, the JSE would have to probably lay off quite a lot of the people that it employs, and they employ a heck of a lot more than 15, as you do.
So it's like 400 to 500. But look, they obviously cover a lot more income streams and they do a lot more assets than we do. Look, you're right. The challenge with monopolistic DNA is changing it. And generally, they don't change willingly. They are forced to change, and it's forced through regulation and competition. And so, I would guess you're probably right that we are hopeful that they open up engagement and look at the bigger picture. But there's a strong possibility they will, double down and fight it.
The full interview, what we call the director's cut, can be found on birznews.com/briefing. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, cheerio.